A dozen men armed with assault rifles and petrol bombs attacked the offices of a media company in Sri Lanka today, whose owners had supported the opposition in the last presidential election. The men entered the premises of Voice of Asia Network in Colombo and assaulted a security guard before setting the buildings on fire with petrol bombs. Meanwhile, ethnic Tamils in the country's north continue to suffer harsh conditions, even though the country's 25-year-long civil war ended in May of 2009. Dr. Jehan Pereira is the director of the National Peace Council of Sri Lanka. He told us more about the plight of the Tamil people.
They are living in very difficult, poor houses and are dependent on dry rations because they have no income. They cannot farm their land because there is no water, no irrigation. And also a very large proportion of those displaced, perhaps half, are living with their relations. So there's a lot of unhappiness among Tamil people, especially those in the north and east, about the continuing lives of deprivation that they are going through at this time. It's simply that the government's priorities are different. The government is more concerned about re-establishing security, ensuring that army camps, barracks, new ones are being put up in the north and east. The government is more concerned about big macro development projects, most of which are, almost all of which are outside of the north and east. But it's not that the people bear ill will towards the Tamil people, no. By and large, there is a sense of sympathy for their plight.